morning, Merrill Conley called me and said he wanted to talk to me, and he just left here. And he said they'd sit up there all night, and said this was something that man could speak for himself on, but they were thinking maybe that that John is your vice president, running mate, was there well aware of the territory things and the different problems involved, but he and his junior Reed, he works with John, and they didn't know whether anybody had really thought it through as far as John's concerned. I told him, I said, well, I hadn't, I'm sure it's gone through my mind a number of times, but I certainly hadn't thought it through. You know, I'm sure you thought about it a dozen times, but I know there's drawbacks to it, bad ones about the territory and the combine and the dynasty business, but Tim just got away with that awful well. Put his brother on his attorney general. But, I don't know whether you could even consider it or not, but it looks to me like, think about it, and one thing I was thinking here, to be as far as Humphrey and all those other aspects are concerned, that you can tell, it'd be just kind of like me saying, well, by God, I'm gonna pick my boy Will to do something. I don't think anybody can be offended by that. You're down to the point where this country is complex and many problems. You haven't got time to cater to old principles and territory and so forth. You need somebody that you can trust, somebody that you can sure enough depend on. I haven't said a thing except to say, well, you know, I'm sure that the president, if he could, work out that he'd rather have John than anybody. I know I would, but I don't know whether it could work out or not. And they're not sure either. They haven't thought about it. But John is, here's something that you probably ought to know, is that he's probably the most popular guy around here. And people are all after his autograph. And he's letting me come up with tears in his eyes. And it's not political, it's kind of emotional thing, you know, about him getting shot with Kennedy. And, of course, I thought about this, too. if you could make it work, goddamn, you'd have somebody that could show carry the ball on the campaigning. And, John is the best damn campaigner I believe I ever saw. He makes the best speech. They took Merrill a good while to come out with what he had in mind, and I know it's something hard to say, but he just said this is something John could say for himself. And I said, well, what did John think about it? Well, I said, John, he was with us and told us about it. I gather that John thought about it. Well, and then they're well aware of the fact that you might be already committed. I'd do what you work for me to do. Well, you know, I told them, I said, hell, he knows more about politics than everybody in this hotel. I'll certainly mention it to him. We'll get it in consideration. How big a hurdle that is to jump, I don't know. Of course, I know it. It would pick up a hell of a lot of white backlash, I guess. On our side, what it would do to the niggers. And I don't know that either. I know that if it could be done, that you'd have somebody you could depend on. Somebody you wouldn't be figured to try and cut you up over time. Probably good for you for them. Whatever man could do, I don't know. It's it's this thing, you know, nobody ever tried to do, but this is a time, extraordinary thing. That's been some time. What do you think I ought to do with them? Discourage them or what? I told them not to talk to a damn soul. I said, now this is something, you don't want to get people stirred up by something like this unless you know where you're going. They said another. Now, and then they're not going to get these people stirred one way or another. I told the girl, I said, well, you know, John's going to have to back up. Get in and pitch one way or another. I think they know that too. But I don't know, there's some, there isn't any particular enthusiasm around here, I don't think, for anybody. It's boiling down to somebody to vote against.
Well, it's interesting, and let us see how things go along.
Okay, well.
I told you kind of how I felt this morning.
Yeah. Well, of course, feeling is, I guess, pretty well, and Humphrey won't add a hell of a lot, you know. Everybody's going to vote for Humphrey, going to vote for you anyway. I don't know, you got your problems.
Yeah.
All I got to do is tell them how I think it's convenient. And that's what I would say that much.
No, I think he'd think somebody knew something he didn't know. And I think he's got problems that way anyway, you know. He wants to. Another thing, it's pretty difficult to talk to him without being in the paper. I just had a little coffee with him the other morning. I've been reading about what he told me and how I told him, all that kind of stuff, and there's nobody even really talked to anymore.
Well, I hope you haven't been thinking that I've said.
No, but I'm.
I know. Yeah, for real.
Now, I feel like I told you this morning, and I'm going to do something like that during the day unless I change my mind.
Well, I'm just going to hit me up. I'm just going to say, well, I told him when he left you, I said, I'm sure that this is something nobody has thought about much. It takes some thought. Nobody could say one way or another, but I would like to say that I passed the thought on to you.
I think I'd tell him that he got a security council meeting this morning. They said he wouldn't be at the phone. I called down there and they said that he's in a council meeting and going to be there till after lunch, and I left word for him to call me.
All right, that's better.
That's what I'd tell him, so don't ever get to me. Okay.
Okay.